News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Loyalist bonfire in Tyrone with an effigy of migrants in a boat has come in for widespread condemnation. We're joined by Jamie Bryson, editor of the Unionist Voice. Jamie, your reaction to the boat on the top of that bonfire in County Tyrone?
Hi, good morning. Well, I suppose that the first thing I would say is most of the people leading the chorus of condemnation in Northern Ireland are the same people who have spent the last number of months defending NICAP, who, for example, have put murals on the wall.
We can talk about NICAP in a minute, but I asked you, my reaction is to talk about something different.
My reaction initially is, goodness me, look at the hypocrisy off these people.
Okay, can we get to hypocrisy, your allegation of hypocrisy in a second? Can I ask you, though, your reaction to this boat on top of a bonfire with very realistic-looking people in the boat? Is it acceptable?
Well, it's clearly controversial, but I think...
That's a bit more than controversial, isn't it?
Well, are you asking questions or making statements?
I asked the question.
It's controversial, clearly. The people there each year, obviously, they combine their cultural celebration with an act of political protest, and quite often political protest is edgy, it is controversial, and that certainly is what this is. But it's a long-standing tradition in that particular bonfire that each year they do something type of artistic, controversial expression in order to make a political protest. And this is a very contemporary issue in the United Kingdom in respect of the illegal immigration. So, look, they're perfectly entitled to make that protest. People can take a view on the propriety of it or those issues, but, I mean, that's society.
Isn't it a little bit more than people taking a view on it, though, Jamie? Like, fine, political protest, and you can make an argument, if you wish, about immigration and whether the right thing is happening, EU immigration and so on. But to have a model or an effigy of a boat with realistic people in that boat, clearly with designed as foreign-looking people, and then to burn that, I mean, is that not a statement of hatred?
Well, is it a statement of hatred when people are burning effigies of Donald Trump or Boris Johnson or other figures? It's a statement of hate there as well.
Yeah, because, I actually wouldn't defend that, but they are high profile politicians as opposed to. There's a racial element to
it's a matter of degree then. So it's okay to burn some effigies, but not others.
Yeah. Well, I personally don't believe in burning anything, but I think there's something slightly sinister about the idea of burning a boat full of people, clearly migrants.
Just so I'm clear, the argument then is that in principle, whilst you yourself wouldn't endorse any of it, you do accept that burning of some effigies is okay.
So no, I didn't say that. You're putting words in my mouth. I said personally, I don't like any
of them.
Yes,
except you don't
personally,
like. Personally,
I don't like any. But do you not think there's something different about the fact? Like, we're talking about vulnerable people who are escaping to a better life, and they're being burned at the top of a bonfire.
Because many of these people that I see coming in the boats are men of fighting age who don't look very vulnerable at all. I don't understand the term
men of fighting age. I've never understood that term. What does that mean?
Many of the people who I see coming in on these boats are big, strong men in their 20s or 30s. They're not vulnerable.
Big strong men can be oppressed as well, for the most part.
Well, I think we all know what's happening with the illegal immigration. So you've made a sweeping statement that all of the people coming here are vulnerable people, and that's simply not
true.
I would have thought if you're on a boat
in the middle of the ocean, by definition, you're vulnerable.
Right, so your position is that everybody who's coming in these boats is vulnerable. Now, where is the evidential foundation for that? My position is
anyone out in the middle of the sea on a small boat is vulnerable.
No. Who choose to put themselves there?
Well, choose to, or are looking for a better life.
That you're making a remarkable defence of this, but even the British government has accepted many of these people coming on the boats are coming here for criminal purposes and for other reasons. So it's incorrect to say that everybody coming on these boats is vulnerable. It's also incorrect to say that everybody coming has some type of nefarious purpose, because there are people coming who are vulnerable. But what I'm saying is there can't be sweeping statements like you've just made that everybody's vulnerable. No, they're not.
You're defending the indefensible here, though, aren't you?
No, I'm not. In your analysis of the situation, you think it's indefensible. So from your viewpoint, yes, I am. But from my viewpoint, no, I'm defending what is no doubt controversial. There'll be questions of taste, and people can take a view on that.
And do you
accept?
Do you understand? Do you understand those questions of taste?
Yeah, I think that's a legitimate debate. I think there's a legitimate debate to be had about taste. No issue with that whatsoever. But I think the hypocrisy and the howls of people who apply a different standard to the loyalist community than they do to their own community is quite bizarre. I mean, we had people here, many of these people not 2 weeks ago were endorsing a band on the stage at Glastonbury singing death to the IDF in respect of Israeli people. And we're defending that as edgy art, as artistic. So, I mean, we have to have the same standard across the board, or no standard at all.
Mm. Again, a lot of people, and I think most people would not like the chant of death to the IDF. However strong their opposition is to what's happening in Gaza at the moment, I think most people would look at that and say that's actually not a good thing. As I think most people would look at this bonfire and say that's not a good thing.
And that's democracy.
I know, absolutely. And we're having a debate now, but to say it's cultural expression.
I didn't. No, sorry, let me be clear. There's conceptually two different things here. Bonfires are cultural expression, and then you have an act of political protest, which is different altogether. Yeah. What this particular bonfire does is it combines these two conceptual issues in one event. Now, there's a discussion to be had about the wisdom of that, as to whether you should entwine political protest with a cultural expression.
As a key figure in the loyalist community, do you not cringe when you see that? Do you not say, actually, that is damaging our local community? Because that makes people from around the world look and think, actually, you know what? They're very close-minded.
It makes people in the media elite and the political class look that way.
I think ordinary people look at this and say this is unacceptable.
Is it not? Where's the actual evidence for that? Where's the evidence for that? Because there's many ordinary people that I speak to and in those communities who think that it's important that they can't have their voice heard in any other way.
You don't think they feel disenfranchised. Than expressing hatred for a group of people, if you're burning an effigy, that's an expression of hatred, is it not?
It can also be an expression of political protest in respect of a contemporary issue. And a very contemporary issue is the mass influx of the boats. I mean, until the last election, the largest political party in the United Kingdom, the Conservative Party, had as their motto, stop the boats.
Okay. So, just finally, I do want to just ask you that again. You don't think this is the loyalist community shooting itself in the foot by demonstrating, by expressing themselves, as you put it, by having this form of political protest?
I think different people will take different views in respect of it. But I think if we get to the point where we tell people and we start to regulate what's acceptable political protest and what isn't, then we'll enter in a very dangerous place for all of society. So, as I say, there'll be questions of taste, there'll be legitimate debates around that. But I think people need to just calm the jets a little bit. We've seen far worse, which hasn't been condemned, i.e. kneecap with murals on the wall of petrol bombing police.
I don't think you can make the argument that this is far worse. Than, I think most people would reject that argument. But look, thank you for coming on and debating this. We do appreciate it. Jamie Bryson, editor of the Unionist Voice, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think. 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.